Well, good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must, properly translated, faith that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. That we're in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. That was the 6th verse. We have now been at this study of the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews for 4 months. And my hope is that through God revealing Himself to the Apostle Paul, who delivered this most wonderful letter called the Letter to the Hebrews, but in no way is it limited to Hebrews, because it in wonderful pictures describes to us not only Jesus Christ in context of all the scriptures, but of God our Father as well. And we are, through this word, attempting and are declaring the evidence, though we can't see Him, of God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I've been at this for 40 years or more. And I haven't seen God yet, except through the revelation of His Word, which, and I give all credit to God, by His Spirit He has caused me to use this phrase translated in Hebrews 11:6, cause me to diligently seek Him. The word in the Greek being translated diligently seek is ek zitousen, exitusin. Now, hang in here with me for a minute, because my hope today is we're going to bring some of this teaching to our daily lives, our journey in faith. Exitusin, it's two words in the Greek. Ek, it's a preposition. It means from out from among, from. A better explanation says properly, out from to. I hope you listen close. Out from to. The outcome. Ek, out of, is one of the most under-translated and therefore mistranslated Greek prepositions, often being confined to the meaning by. Ek has a two-layered meaning, out from to, which makes it an outcome-oriented, out of the depths of the source and extending to its impact on the object. We gave you last week the order of the Greek, and this, well, let's go on, and hopefully I'm going to bring this together. I know last week I kind of stumbled through some of this stuff. I hope by God's Spirit you were given some understanding of what I was trying to say. The second word in exitusin is a verb, ziteo, with the preposition, or with the suffix zitusan. And it means, properly, to seek by inquiring, to investigate, to reach a binding resolution, to search, getting to the bottom of a matter. This isn't what's being described in, who is being described in this sixth verse, the one diligently seeking, is not somebody just sitting around scratching their head saying, I wonder, oh, wouldn't it be nice to believe in God? Wouldn't it be nice to faith in God? Wouldn't it be nice to come to God, to draw near to God? It says that to the one who is investigating to reach a binding resolution, the one searching, getting to the bottom of the matter, and the one out from two, the one doing this with seeking an outcome, God becomes a rewarder. I really found it interesting. As I was getting ready to do this teaching this morning, as I often do, usually every day, I went to Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and I'm not going to read what he had to say on the subject, but I was brought to a verse that he was expounding on, a verse found in the book of Isaiah in the 45th chapter, in the 19th verse, his text was, I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. Now, that's as far as he went. I want to read the whole verse. This is God speaking. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place in the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. So I went to my sources of help and went to the Septuagint translation of this verse. You know, first delivered in Hebrew, translated by the 70 scholars about 200 years before Christ into Greek. And this same word and its derivative with suffix zeteo is used to translate this word seek. I've not spoken in secret. In a dark place in the earth. This Bible, this which we call the Bible, is God revealing himself to the whole world. It's available, in, as I understand it now, more than 700 different languages. It's not secret. We don't have to travel to a dark place. To find it. And God says, I said not seek me in vain. The manifestation of that phrase we can apply in this sixth verse of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, that when you seek God, He becomes a rewarder of the seeking out, of the search for. You know, somebody who is searching for gold, let's say. They search and they seek and they keep on searching and they keep on seeking until they get what they're seeking after. We call him a gold miner. What's the reward? It's gold. Those who are diligently seeking after God, what's their reward? It's God. And all that He is. And all that He is. Now, this has been 16 weeks of some pretty heavy teaching. Not pretty heavy, very heavy teaching. And I want to, I was going to say take a pause from this teaching, but I want to try this morning to put some substance to this teaching. Now, I'm a teacher of the word, like everyone whom God has chosen in Christ. I, like you, am a child of God. in his grace, he has gifted me with an ability to teach, with time perhaps to search more diligently throughout his word, that you know, I may bring some edification to the church, which is his body, but as I've said several minutes ago, regardless of the office, I, like the rest of God's children here on earth, have not seen God yet. But I've come to know him through that which he did not say in a secret place, in a dark place in the earth, but revealed to his word. And what I'm trying to say is, I, along with you, we're not home yet. And in this walk, in this journey, in this life of faith, there come times when the child of God, when the faither, finds himself in a difficult situation. God, just a few chapters after that 45th chapter of Isaiah, in the 50th chapter, describes such an one. He says in the 10th verse of the 50th chapter of Isaiah, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord?" And, you know, we've taught on that so often. Who has reverence? Who has respect? Who wants to please the Lord? Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and has no light? God is describing someone who is doing it right, has the desire to please God, is running to the voice of his servant, and yet finds himself in a condition that he walks in darkness and has no light. I'm telling you, I found myself in that condition yesterday. And, you know, I'm going, what's going on? I intended to do this, that, and the other thing today, and none of it is happening. And in the momentary experience of not seeing darkness, which appeared to me as though there were no light for a moment, because I had a teacher who every year would teach on this verse that darkness, that no light situation, didn't last very long. Because God gives the solution immediately to that one desiring to please God, to the one listening to the voice of his servant and finds himself in darkness and has no light. God says, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. The word in the Hebrew is being translated trust is betak. And in the grammar, it is in an imperfect state, which means it's not a one-time deal. It is describing a continual action. This action, batak, in the picture of the Hebrew language, means to lean upon a staff with your whole weight, with the expectation that it is sufficient to support you, to hold you up. It says, let him trust in the name of the Lord. As 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, all the promises of God are in him, that is Christ, yea, yes, and in him, amen, that is, no doubt, that gives the faither the license to search out all or any of the promises of God, grab hold of them as though they're more real than anything that they might see, feel, or experience. And what God is saying here is, let him trust in the name. As God, though we might not see him, has revealed himself in the scriptures, he gives us his names. Like as a diamond has many facets, but yet one diamond, so God has many facets, one source. I'm sharing this with you today because yesterday, in spite of decades of diligently seeking out God, who is or becomes a rewarder of those who do diligently seek him out, trying to get to the bottom of the matter, I found myself in darkness. And I'm not the testimony here. God is the testimony. What I'm trying to do is share an experience of the journey, because though today you might not be in darkness and have no light, but it's almost a guaranteed part of the journey, and I want to share with and remind you, I've been here before, and remind you of what God says to do when you're in that state. He says, let him trust in the name of the Lord. Now, darkness takes various shapes, situations. And not in a secret place, but through his word, God has given us many names onto which, into which we might faith, betach, trust, lean on with our whole weight. One name of God. And I'm going to give you a few, but in no way is it an exhaustive study in the names of God. Uh, But let's start. First name. What's a darkness we might walk in? It is Jehovah, Jireh. I'm the Lord that provides. And He provides in advance because He knows. Jesus says in Matthew 6, your Father in heaven knoweth what ye have need of. It doesn't say He knows what you want. It says He knows what you have need of, and to those who lack that name of God, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. To those who have health issues, and y'all know I went through them for a longer period than I care to go through again. If sickness is the darkness that you find yourself in, Jehovah Rophi or Jehovah Rapha, it means I'm the Lord that healeth thee. And the first time that Hebrew expression, Jehovah Rapha, is translated in the English language by William Tyndale, he translates it, I'm the Lord thy surgeon. To those who are diligently seeking God, He becomes to them, He already is, but He manifests Himself on the Lord, your surgeon, child of God. Well, what if your darkness is sin? And the New Testament doesn't waste time defining this action or that action or another action as sin. It simply uses the word in the Greek hamartia, that is, to fall short. Not attaining to the standard. But God's revelation, not in a secret place, in this word of His which He has preserved that we might diligently seek out Him that chose us from before the foundations of the world in Christ. He says through His name Jehovah Tsidkenu, which translates the Lord, our righteousness. We need not look to our righteousness, but to His righteousness, which he gives to the one who's trusting in his name. What about loneliness? That can be a darkness. Let him trust in the name of the Lord, Jehovah Shammah, which translates, the Lord is there. Jesus said, I shall be with you always. That relieves or brings light to the darkness of loneliness. What about if your darkness is chaos? And boy, oh boy, if what we do is focus on the world around us, what other conclusion can we come to but that we are in chaos? God, that darkness, God's response to that darkness is his name, Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is our peace. If we find ourselves in chaos, let us lean upon that name, Jehovah Shalom. If we find ourselves as not knowing in the darkness of not knowing what direction we should go, let him trust, or her, in the name of the Lord, Jehovah Roi. Translated, the Lord is my shepherd. More properly, the Lord is shepherding me. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Jehovah Roi, the Lord is not only there, but he's shepherding me. Let who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and have no light, let him trust in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is the Greek cognate of the Hebrew name for Joshua. In God's revelation, Moses' helper, his name is Joshua, and it literally means helper. And God, in that revelation of Christ, Christ, tells Moses, don't call him Joshua any longer, call him Jehoshua. Je is contraction of Jehovah. Joshua, helper, Jesus, God, my helper. Not if, my friends, but when we find ourselves in a condition of darkness and having no light, we have this opportunity which God has revealed to us, not in a secret place, not in a dark place of the earth, but through His Word, to grab hold of His name as an absolute promise and picture of who not only God is, but who He wants to be to His children, and it says, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon His God. That word being translated stay comes out of nautical language. And as the mariner takes a fix to find his position through particular stars and knows where they're at, based upon that fix, God says, let him trust faith, believe, lean upon the name of the Lord and stay. Keep our fix upon God. Because He is, not only is, but becomes our reward from diligently seeking Him. I'm telling you, this is not just a Sunday morning experience, as most who I believe misnamed Christians experience. It's a daily walk. But in Christ Jesus, all these promises revealed through God's name are available to us always. God willing, next week, we're going to get back into this. Well, we didn't leave it. this 11th chapter of Hebrews and talk about he which is called the father of faith, Abraham, and look unto his experience, his relationship to the Father, which called Abraham, even as he is called you and I. And that's the God School for today.